Well, this next song could be qualified as a love song, depending on what hour of the evening and what your consumption level is. So tonight, I don't know about that. Anyway, it was written many years ago when this was actually, when it came, it was a really risque song. I never intended it to be that. I was just sitting in this all-night restaurant one night in Atlanta, Georgia, watching a guy try to pick up a hooker, and it was an interesting study. And I just thought I'd write a country song that most of them were very suggestive, you know, and I thought, I'm just gonna write one that leaves no doubt in anybody's mind. And little did I know that this would lead to phone call number two. Three, yeah. I'm dyslexic. We're gonna get to one in a minute. Okay. So this is phone call number three. So I get a call, and it's my friend Tony Brown in Nashville, and he says Lionel Richie's trying to get in touch with you. And so I talked to Lionel, and they're doing a country album. Which, congratulations, Lionel, but 3 weeks number one, big album. And Lionel and I have a history. Well, let me tell you about this. Rarely have two songs so diametrically opposed been really about the same thing. So let's go back to about, somewhere in the 1970s. I'm struggling along. There's no Coral Reefer band. I have one slightly sober guitar player and me. And we go off to these. It's a battle of the bands in Commerce, Texas, and you gotta go up there and you get 15 minutes to play and show what you can do. And you compete with other bands to see who can get the most shows at colleges around Texas. So I sign up for this thing, and the dread of all dreads as a two-piece acoustic band would be these words. The Commodores are coming. And I thought, if there's a God in heaven, whatever I do, when we draw those names out of the hat, I will not have to follow the Commodores, because they were smoking. And I'm not talking about dope either, you know. So as luck would have it, we go out there and draw names. And we have to follow the Commodores. So Roger says to me, well, what should we do? And I said, we should start drinking heavily. It'll come to me. But I need inspiration at this moment. So the Commodores come in their bus, their Silver Eagle bus. It looks like they've come from the planet Tralfamador. They jump off the bus in their outfits and hit the stage and just crush the place. People screaming, yelling, and they're just, I go, man, it'll come to me. And at this time, Roger, my guitar player, is totally freaking out. Going, I'm not going up there. And I went, it's the only job you have, so you better come. I'm going. So I got to the stage and it came to me. I took a swig of that tequila and I got on the stage, and for 12 and a half minutes, I did nothing but compliment the Commodores on the most incredible 15-minute show I'd ever seen in my life. And for the last 2.5 minutes, I played this song and got just as many goddamn bookings as they did. So then Lionel calls me and wants me to sing on a song on his new album. It's one of my favorite songs ever. So if you put them together, as I said, rarely have two more diametrically opposed songs been so closely connected. If we make a sentence out of the titles of these two songs, it comes out like this. Why don't we get drunk and screw? Comma, all night long.
like you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. A barmaid bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Yee-haw! Oh, why don't we get drunk at school? Glad you left the kids at home tonight.
Commodore.